Good morning and welcome. One's life does not consist of possessions. Jesus had spoken these words to those gathered around him as he began to teach them the parable of a rich man whose land had produced a very large harvest. Notice that Jesus does not speak negatively about a person having possessions. Rather, he warns us to always guard ourselves against greed and to not become greedy with the gifts that we are given. After all, money and acquiring possessions are necessary for us to sustain our lives. For instance, many of us need some type of vehicle in order to travel to our places of work. We live in a city, therefore we need money to buy food, to buy clothing, and to afford some type of housing for us and our families. Granted, while money may be necessary for us to be able to sustain our lives, it should not become the central focus of our lives, which is what Jesus warns us about. St. Paul, he reminds us that if through baptism we have been raised up with Christ, then we should be focused on seeking what is above, which is heaven. In our first reading, there is a question asked, what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? The reading continues on to say that even at night, that man's mind is not at rest. This anxiety of heart and this mind that cannot rest is summed up perfectly when we hear the rich man in a parable lamenting about his good fortune as he asks himself, what shall I do? For I do not have enough space to store my harvest. The barns that this man owned were so full that they were probably on the verge of bursting open. And yet, his heart was still not satisfied. This man still wanted more. This rich man decided that the answer to his problem would be for him to tear down the barns that he did have and to build much larger ones. To me, this just seems like a bad business plan. Why not just build additional barns instead of tearing down the current ones? Especially if we consider the fact that the current barns have been, to this point in time, sufficient for the amount of harvest that the man would normally gather, which in turn is what led to him becoming a rich man. Unfortunately, this man's unhealthy focus upon his possessions, along with his desire to hold on to all of it, had led him to build much larger barns. It was almost as if he was building visible monuments to show off his prosperity and wealth. This man's entire focus was centered upon himself and his numerous possessions. Because of this, he was called a fool. All these possessions that had become the central focus of his life could not stop the inevitable from occurring that very night, which was his death. The rich man's life will end with this question. The things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? This question appears to suggest that the only thing he had in life was his possessions. It sounds as if he has lived his life alone, unable to share his life with others, unable to look beyond his fragile mortal life, unable to focus his efforts upon building up treasures in heaven. None of us know when our time will come us to depart from this world. And there is nothing that we can do to stop our debts from occurring, no matter how many possessions we have at the end of our lives. This is a part of the lesson that Jesus teaches us in his parable about the rich man. A lesson that we are reminded of every time we experience the death of a loved one. This is a lesson that our world has once again learned this past week. As we mourn the death of Father Hamel in France, who had been martyred this past Tuesday at the age of 85. Normally, as we grow older, words such as weak and frail begin to be used to describe us, along with statements that begin with, I am too old to do this or that. I am by no means an expert on Father Hamel. However, I must say that so far, I have not read anything that would describe him as being weak and frail. Instead, I have read how one of his parishioners stated that Father Hamel was always serving people. What a contrast to the rich man in our parable, who did not live a life of service to others. Another person stated that Father Hamel didn't like to draw attention to himself. Father Hamel was ordained to the priesthood in 1958. If he had wanted to do so, he could have retired about 10 years ago, and no one would have faulted him for his decision. Instead, for a variety of reasons, he chose to continue onward with active ministry and declined the offer to retire. One of his fellow priests once teased him about retirement, to which Father Hamel responded, "Have you seen a retired priest? I will work until my last breath." Pope Francis, especially during this year of mercy, has oftentimes spoken about the need for us to build bridges in an effort to overcome the divisions that exist within our societies. We could say that Father Hamel was a bridge builder as well, because along with his priestly duties, Father Hamel was also involved with interfaith dialogue. He was committed to overcoming the divisions that exist between Christians and non-Christians. As Christians, we are constantly challenged to share the message of the gospel with all those we encounter. Unfortunately, because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve, we have been made weakened and wounded, and therefore we struggle at times to overcome certain fears. The events surrounding Father Hamel's martyrdom have and will continue to raise questions about safety and security. It is one thing for us to protect ourselves and our families from harm. Unfortunately, sometimes we become victims to the fears that the enemy wishes to instill within us. Fears and anxieties that ultimately lead us to respond in manners that are contrary to the faith that we profess. I offer the words of Father Christopher Jameson, a priest from England, who, in light of the events of this past week that have occurred during this year of mercy, had this to say: doors of mercy have been erected to show anyone can walk through this door and know that God's love is present. And that is the attitude we must maintain. Finally, Archbishop Anthony Fisher, a member of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, recently stated that Father Hamel's church was called St. Stephen's, after the first martyr of the early church. He went on to say that Father Hamel died in the same spirit of devotion to Jesus. St. Stephen was among the first deacons of the church. The details of his martyrdom can be found in Scripture within the Acts of the Apostles, where we read about how Saul, better known today as St. Paul, had a hand in the martyrdom of St. Stephen. We oftentimes forget that St. Paul, before his conversion, was regarded as a leader amongst those who persecuted the early church. On the day of his conversion, St. Paul was actually en route to Damascus in order to seek out and to persecute any Christians that may have been living there. However, on that day, St. Paul was stopped in his tracks, not by a locked door, but rather by an encounter with Jesus, who offered him the gift of mercy for the sins that Paul was committing against the church, against the body of Christ. As members of Christ's body, will we share the gift of Christ's love and mercy with those who oppose us? With those who are not Christian? With those who are in desperate need of entering into this place where God's love is made truly present upon this altar before us? Or will we build bigger barns and refuse to share the gift of heaven?